Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The two coaches, Fran Brown from the near sideline, Pat Narduzzi from the far, meet to shake hands at midfield, and it's on to homecoming for the Pitt Panthers, who have won their third in a row. Final score, Pitt 30, Syracuse 13.
Oh, that is the voice of the great Bill Hillgrove. Bill Hillgrove, brought to you by Lot 17 in Bloomfield. Check him out, lot17pgh.com. The problem is, we had Billy. We blew right through Billy because we were guessing the gender and size of Doran's baby. And he said, I'll hang around till 8 a.m. And then he sat down with his coffee, and Harry says he's gone. And that's not his fault. It's our fault.
Can I ask a question? Can they take a Marconi ward away? Because we are doing our damnedest today to accomplish that for the first time maybe in history.
My defense to that statement would be, to that question would be, this is our show. This has always been our show. And thus, this is the quality of show that has earned us the Marconi.
I agree. I think it's the randomness. The people love it. Yeah. Why would we be any different? An award's not going to change us, Crowley.
Oh, it went straight to my head.
Did it?
Yeah. My wife last night, she got out of the shower and she walked in the bedroom and I said, hey, how'd you like to be with a Marconi man? And she kicked me in the face. Go ahead, Harry.
Well, Bill has called in on the phone, so we won't get him on video, but we can still talk to him.
The great Bill Hillgrove joins us now. Hi, Bill.
Good morning. It was not without its challenges, but that's okay.
You talking about the Syracuse game or getting on the phone line here?
Oh, man, that was one challenge on top of the next. But, you know, the biggest play of the game, in my view, was the Kenny Johnson punt return.
Absolutely.
Kind of opened up that space toward halftime. And, you know, it's good when you can so-called win ugly. I don't believe in that term. I think if you win on the road, I don't care what league you're in, it's hard. It's all's well.
I think you're spot on with that return being the pivotal play in the game. And I think sometimes good coaching can just be not doing the dumb thing. And I think Fran Brown at the end of the half there, I mean, that's writing a book on everything not to do. And that play sounded loud on TV. You guys can obviously attest to that more. Pat Narduzzi referenced it in the post game. But I thought that sucked the life out of Syracuse, a team that was game. And they were going to try to drag Pitt into the mud, and I think that did break it open, Pat.
Yeah, it certainly did. And, you know, Billy, speaking of that game, I mean, save for a couple plays and, you know, Kyle Lewis obviously exiting the game, play 12. I mean, what could you say about the defense and their performance? They've been undermanned at the DN spot. They've been undermanned at linebacker now. Biles didn't play. Secondary before that, I mean, this defense has found a way to Band-Aid it together.
Yeah, and I like the play of the backup linebackers, Cameron Lindsay, Nick Lappe, who started. He's really one of your leaders, but he, you know, doesn't get that many snaps ordinarily because of Biles. And Ibrahim did a good job. I really think, you know, that your depth will get tested, and it was certainly tested the other night and the game before that. The defensive end depth was tested, and they've passed with flying colors because the win streak is still there.
This season in the ACC, Bill, and Narduzzi talked about this a little bit the other day at the podium, it kind of reminds me of the old Big East days. You've got, I'm going to count here live on the air, always dangerous for me, Bill. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams in the ACC right now with one or fewer losses. And, hey, Pitt kind of got here in a way we didn't all expect with Holstein getting sat down and Heinschel coming on. But I think this is where Pitt expected to be, in contention for the ACC at 5-2 and 3-1 in the conference.
Yeah, and I think that augurs well for the bowl positioning as well.
Yeah.
Because even if you can't get to that championship game, you're going to probably get a decent bowl bid. And, you know, I think that's one of the objectives of this team. So let's see how it plays out. But, yeah, Heinschel is the spark plug, no question.
Billy, we're getting into crossover season. Basketball, football. It used to be a trio of responsibilities for you when you were still handling the Steelers play-by-play. But the Panthers scrimmage an old Big East foe Sunday at the Peterson Event Center in Providence, came out with a victory. A birdie told me you were at the game. Hopefully that's true, because I'm asking you for your opinion on the Panthers basketball team, which has a lot of new pieces.
I was there, and I sat next to Curtis, and we both marveled at how well the team adjusted to Providence's speed. You know, they came out of the chute fast-breaking, and, you know, it was 18-6 before you could blink. And you go, wow. But they adjusted to it and defensively was able to control things. I was impressed with DeMarco Minor. I was impressed with the freshman Witherspoon. And certainly, you know what? I just thought that the whole team seems to be in better shape. Corhan looks trim. Biba looks a little skinnier. And so that probably augurs well for the long haul.
We appreciate it as always, Bill. Sorry to throw you the curveball here. I know you got to jump on with Larry. We appreciate it.
I'm a better knuckleball hitter than a curveball hitter.
Bang.
You can tap dance with the best of them, though, partner. I'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, partner.
See him.
We keep saying this. He's the best.
All-timer.
I mean, the punt return touchdown was the call. There's 3, 4, maybe 5 times a game when I just don't say anything. You know, you just know that he's like, in his bag, and he like leans forward a little bit on his chair, looks at me. Typically when someone looks at you, you talk. When he looks at me, I don't talk. It's so much fun. It was loud in the dome, though.
Oh yeah, sounded like there were a lot of people there too.
It was a good crowd.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, the fact that it's not open air, I mean, it just reverberates in there. And I agree with Coach Narduzzi. I thought it was actually louder than Florida. I was a little disappointed in Florida State's environment. It didn't meet the hype, but that probably had a lot to do with them coming off the Miami loss. I think that it was a bit of a they were down on their luck a little bit. Now they're really down on their luck.
They lost to the Andrew Lux, in fact.
Going to Stanford. Going to Stanford and losing.
Real quick, because you brought it up.
Johnson will take it his own 33. Sidesteps a couple of men up over the 40. He's in the clear. 40, 35, 20. Still on his feet. End zone. Touchdown. Kenny Johnson.
Yes.
He made people miss. He made people miss and then sprinted for the end zone.
Wow. The yes was not me.
I know.
The yes was Dr. Rick Gratisak.
Oh.
Who is my dentist, by the way, and was our spotter for the game. He spotted Syracuse. I spotted Pitt, so I'll do color and spot sometimes on the road.
I heard you talking about it.
Yeah, which is fun. I enjoy it. PJ was thrilled that he didn't have to spot Syracuse because that makes it really hard on him.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, Dr. Gratisak, and then he put a little note at the end of the game. He goes, this game was like pulling teeth.
Oh,
and Bill,
God.
Bill loved it. Bill loved it. He ran with it.
I'll tell you, Bill's talking about guys on the Pitt ball team being trim. Bill looks like $1 million.
He does.
He looks like $1 million. And the pipes, they've never gone anywhere.
The pipes are loud. They're good. They're golden.
We talked earlier in the show, Pat, that there's really no reason why the Steelers shouldn't want Aaron Rodgers to come back. Might there be reasons for Rodgers not to want to come back? We'll get into that. Will Howard returned to practice yesterday. There's an angle there. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It is 810. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, there's only a few of those kind of cornerstone franchises in the league. And Packers obviously been around for over 100 years. And Steelers been around for a long time. We've got a great history. It's a great sports town. We were at the hockey game last night, saw Sid score a goal. And Sid, Letang, and Gino all been in on the team, I think, 21 years, which is amazing. I'm in my 21st season, so I know how hard it is to stick around as long as those guys have. So there's something special about the connection. You know, I'm in the suite with Mario's bodyguard Jay up there. Had a great conversation with him. Kiesel's in there as well. I played against Kiesel. That's one of the cool things that Kiesel and I were talking about last night, how in Green Bay and in Pittsburgh there's iconic players, and they come back around and they live in the city and they call Pittsburgh home full time. And there's something special about that. Always said there's something in the water when you look at the great quarterbacks that have come from the area. But it's fun to be a part of this organization and the iconic Packers organization for so long, too.
Take me home to the place I belong. Is this the place Rodgers belongs after this season? Not suggesting that he uproots himself from Malibu and lives here full-time after his playing career, but will he play here for one more year? Jeremy Fowler, he reports the Steelers would like Rodgers to come back next year. Rodgers has said that he probably wants to retire at the end of this year. But he has left the door ajar enough to make you wonder if he would want to come back. And it makes a ton of sense from the Steelers' standpoint, Pat. Pat Bostic with us until the end of the show. For the Steelers to want him to come back. In fact, I can't think of a downside. For him, though, there was a stat that I saw the other day on the Twitter.com that took defensive ratings, defensive rankings from through the years, compared it to that of what the quarterback has done. And they made the case, I forget what site it was, that Aaron Rodgers has been let down by his defense more than any quarterback in NFL history. I could see this defense letting him down. Already has. He played well enough to win on Thursday. And I'm wondering if he needs to drag this team to the playoffs kicking and screaming because the defense has been so bad, if he's going to want to come back and do it again next year. I tend to think he will want to come back, but I could see that being the reason why he wouldn't. Oh, I just threw four touchdowns and we lost. He's dealt with that a ton in his career. He's 88-12 when his team scores 30 or more points over the course of his career. That's actually not great. Like, you would like to win all your games when you score over 30 plus points, even in today's NFL. So long-winded, I think that the defense could be a reason ultimately why he decides not to come back next year.
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, there's so much on paper that points to them being a really good defense. I mean, they're certainly financed to be a really good defense. I would say this, if this continues, and I'm not rooting for this. I love Terrell Austin. T.A.'s a pick guy.
He's a really good dude.
And we all know that the buck stops with Mike Tomlin when it comes to that side of the ball. That's his forte. That's his background. But I think there'd be changes made to that side of the ball from a staffing standpoint that may precede the end of the season if it continues like this. Unlikely given how the Steelers operate.
Yeah.
But would happen in an effort to improve their standing on defense and give Rodgers confidence that there'll be changes. Because there's not a talent issue. I mean, maybe there's a depth issue inside on the defensive line, perhaps a little bit at linebacker. They've had some injuries. Darius Slay hasn't been as advertised. Are they deploying him appropriately? Jalen Ramsey's been a huge win. I mean, that's been a major – I mean, he's really upgraded over Minka in so many ways. But their stars aren't performing.
No.
Their stars are not performing, and there's only so much you can do to put them in positions to make plays. Part of it's just on them and what they're and how they're playing and you know whether or not they're ready to rise to the occasion. And I go back to this. I mean, you know, when you have this defense doesn't feel connected like the defenses you saw when the Steelers were with the Steel Curtain 2.0, right? With Harrison and Ferrier and Woodley. It feels like everyone's got their own. They got theirs. They held out. They got their money.
Yep.
But they're not playing with the same goal in mind. And that was what I was concerned about in the offseason with the Cam situation and with the TJ situation, was that it would breed an individualism on that side of the ball. That's ever present in today's world, but that's not the ethos of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's not in their DNA. And they don't have a leader on that side of the ball that can rise above that. Their two best leaders are the two guys that did that this offseason, that held in, that made a public outcry for money. And I know it's, you know, you only have a window of opportunity, a short window to make money. But ultimately, the window's shorter to win a Super Bowl. And I think in some ways they traded cohesion for getting paid.
Think about this juxtaposition. Aaron Rodgers, he's this bad guy. He's dragging the Steelers along. He's going to want $30 million. He's been by far their best leader. He's been by far their best player. He's making $13 million. And then on the defensive side, all these high-priced dudes aren't playing anywhere near to their expectation level. I don't know that there's one guy, apart from Nick Herbig, who you would definitively say is playing better than their expectations were coming into the year. Patrick Queen's probably flirted with it.
I would say, Jalen Ramsey has.
Ramsey until the Thursday game.
Yeah, but again...
It's 1-6.
It's 1-6, and he was, you know, defensive MVP caliber the week before.
Right.
And listen to him post-game after the Cincinnati game and what he said about Porter's comments. But just think about it. Here's the overlay I'm seeing. You bring in Jalen Ramsey. You bring in Aaron Rodgers. And without question, they've been your two leaders, in my opinion,
on
either side of the football. They're brand new to the franchise. Joey Porter Jr. is talking about calls and things of that nature. Well, who did he learn from? Who was he mentored by? Who was he tutored by? He was raised in this defense playing with Cam Hayward and TJ Watt, who are all Pro Bowl caliber players, likely at least TJ, but probably Cam Hall of Fame caliber players.
Yep.
But he's complaining about calls after a game where they got beat by a 40-year-old quarterback playing a second game.
And to that point, Mike Tomlin ran cover for him in the press conference. He said, those receivers for Cincinnati, that's going to happen to a lot of players.
And what Jalen Ramsey says is, F that.
Yes.
F that. We got to play better. No, they're going to get calls. They're the faces of the franchise and two of the best receivers in the National Football League. Rodgers on offense takes account, atones for his mistakes. calls guys out.
Flips out on them on the field.
Where has that been here? And everyone's asking for Tomlin to do it. That wasn't Cowher, Tomlin, whoever it was. It wasn't the coach for the Steelers when they were winning. Even Chuck Knoll. Chuck Knoll presided over it.
You had Mean Joe Green.
It's a player's game.
Yes.
Players need to not only play, but your best players need to lead. And they need to ultimately govern what happens in that locker room when no one's watching. What happens on that field when the coach can't come out there and tell you what to do. At least until 15 seconds are left on the play clock. And that to me is my concern about this team's... And if I'm Aaron Rodgers, going back to the original point of discussion, he has made enough of an impact on this locker room, on this offense, in a four-month period of time, that if I'm him, I'm like, man, where could we go? What if we got another piece?
Mm-hmm.
What if we drafted a receiver or a tackle? Or what if, you know, we got piece X in free agency?
What if you trade for a guy before the deadline?
And if your defense, and this is going to be where Omar Khan, and I give him a lot of credit. I give Art and Dan Rooney a ton of credit for how they've kind of attacked this season. But do we get to a point if the defense lets you down where instead of doubling down on that defense, you trade a piece and say, you know what, we're just going to score more than people. And we're going to get people in here that on defense that buy in.
Well, okay, let's talk about that coming up next. We'll punt on Will Howard once again because that's more of a future kind of deal anyhow. This is more to the point of what's going on right here. And I think you can get right to the quick of it talking about the deadline, because I'm all in on doubling down on offense. We talked about it the other day. Then Starkey talked about it the other day. Then I heard Mulsey talk about it yesterday. I think that's – did I say defense or offense?
You said offense. You're right.
Okay, good. That's what
16
they –
16 pounds in an ounce. I mean, an ounce in a pound.
Whatever. We're good. We're on all the details here in the Fan Morning Show. That sounds right. Sounds good. I think you look at who your best player is, and you say, is this sustainable? And maybe the answer is yes. But if it's not, ensure that it can be. We'll get to that coming up next. We're going to quiz Callis before the hour is out. Callis took a considerable amount of abuse online because of his college football logo video that got over 200,000 views. And Callis said, can you do something that's in my wheelhouse? We got a baseball-related quiz, Callis, coming up before the hour's out. Yes.
Did I ask you to do something in my wheelhouse? I don't think I asked. I don't even know what we were talking about. You just spoiled it. Well, you're not supposed to give me the clue.
Well, we get a baseball-related one.
It could be, you know, any type of baseball quiz.
So exactly.
You have the category. You don't have the topic yet.
You don't know what the topic is.
Hmm.
And I want to give you a chance to succeed. Do I expect you to succeed? No. We'll talk about the deadline and what the Steelers need to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're quizzing Callis before the hour's up. It's our most popular segment. Callis went viral on social media for not knowing anything about college football, so we're not going to ask him college football questions today. He says his wheelhouse is baseball. I got one cooked up for baseball. We'll see how he does. Our Twitter poll, by the way, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you believe Mike Tomlin can fix the Steelers' defense? You go back 13 games, Steelers are giving up 25 points a game. That'd be good for 23rd in the NFL. Three of the six games this year, they've given up 30-plus points. They're 26th in total defense, 17th in rushing defense, 31st in passing yards allowed, 25th in third down defense. By the way, Green Bay first in third down conversions offensively, so I'm sure that'll go great. And the Steelers are one of the worst teams in the NFL in fourth down conversion percentage. Should I keep going? I will keep going. Steelers giving up on average the longest drives per game in the NFL, 38 yards per drive, and seven plays per drive, also the most in the NFL. This defense has been abhorrent at least half the time this year. And when they are bad, they are bad. So, Pat, you and I think they should add more offense.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they can fix the defense. So you know what you got to do? You got to win some shootouts, my friend. And you're even suggesting maybe you subtract a defensive piece to acquire another offensive piece.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. I mean, think about the games they've won with the exception of Cleveland. They were in a shootout with the Jets.
Yes, they were.
I mean, Justin Fields looked like, you know, Joe Montana in that game. And now he's been benched and is getting slandered by the owner of the organization.
Woody Johnson said he can't complete a pass.
Which is just, that personifies the New York Jets organization in one momentary comment.
Yes, it does.
But yeah, am I stretching to say that Herbig's been their best edge player?
I don't think so at all.
So you're not going to trade T.J. Watt after paying him what you paid him. Why isn't Highsmith on the board?
Because they think he's better than Herbig, which is nonsense.
He's young. He's missed a ton of games in his career. I think he's a great player, but his value is never going to get higher.
He hasn't been worth the contract. When he's on the field, he's good. He hasn't been on the field enough.
No, but there'll be somebody out there that's looking for a defensive piece that can't stop anybody that would say, yeah, give me that guy that's had someone hurt or, you know, that would make a move. And give you a Chris Olave or somebody like that. I would be willing to part with that for another offensive piece. I used to be, hey, you know, I had faith that this defense would find its footing, but they reverted to the same porous bunch at times that it doesn't make any sense given the talent and the personnel they have.
They're just so boom or bust, man. When they're good, they're good.
But it's mostly when they get a lead.
Yep.
When they're in two-dimensional football, they are oddly predictable and struggle to stop what you should stop first, which is the run.
Yep.
Now, again, if you can't, and this is the problem, and I said this going into the game last week, I don't pretend to be, you know, a soothsayer or anything, but if you can't stop Chase Brown in a run game of the Cincinnati Bengals with two high safeties and a bracket on Chase, you're in for a long night. I don't care who the hell's at quarterback. I don't care who's at quarterback. You're in for a long night because it's pick your poison then. Not only in run pass, but in who are you going to cover, Higgins or Chase. And he ended up having 23 targets and 16 catches, which is just, that would be a lot if Joe Burrow was playing.
If not for two drops and the one that I thought should have been called a catch on the sideline that they reviewed and overturned, my man would have had 19 catches.
Yeah, it was a historic night in many ways.
Well, Mike Tomlin did say it would be a historic defense, Pat, so he was right.
And everything on paper would indicate that. So if it's not happening, and the personnel that you are paying at a very high level, some of which you've already been on the record multiple times saying you want to be one, quote, one helmet guys, Alex Highsmith would fit the bill of somebody that you move. Give me more Jack Sawyer. I'm fine with that.
And the reason I would do it, because I've thought long and hard about this, I hate subtracting from a position of depth, especially one where T.J. Watt has finished each of the last couple of seasons banged up. But it would free up Nick Herbig to play more. Statistically, they've been better against the run with Herbig.
They have, and he's the smallest guy.
Yes. He played 19 snaps. Sorry, Pat. 19 snaps rushing the passer on Thursday. He had three pressures, the most on the team.
He's been their most productive edge player this year. You're not going to move off Hayward at this point. You're not going to move off Watt. Highsmith is the most logical trade piece you have available on that side of the ball. I feel free to call in and say somebody different. But to me, Highsmith is a high-value player at a high-value position that has a lot of career left. You're not trading Herbig. If it's between Herbig and Highsmith, I'm keeping Highsmith. 100%. I mean, Herbig, excuse me. Two H's, it's hard.
I don't even agreed. I don't even think twice. If I had to trade one of those guys, I trade Alex Highsmith 100 times out of 100. And I like the guy. And I like the player.
Me too.
He's a good player. He's not healthy enough. He's making too much money. And he's not as good as his quote-unquote backup.
And guess
so
what?
If I could part with him.
If you're going to get into firefights with Buffalo, and you're going to have to go 11 personnel more than you want to. Unless you want to keep two tight ends there and double chip and throw, you know, three-man routes against two deep coverage, which you can't do. So you're going to help Broderick out. You're hoping that Fautanu and Broderick's getting better. I'm going to give him credit.
Sure.
He is getting better. Fautanu, I think, is improving as well. Hopefully you get to the point where you don't have to help both those guys 75% of the time, 65% of the time. You only have to help one with a back, and you need a third wide receiver or a second wide receiver more appropriately. That can offset DK and get him in more favorable situations where he can be the primary target. So I've moved off my spot in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, watching them play. No one was ahead. And I feel very strongly that whatever it takes to get another piece on the perimeter, I think they need to do it.
I'm with you on it. How many times through the years? Got to get a winger for Sid. Got to get a winger for Sid. Aaron Rodgers is on pace to have the greatest season that a quarterback has ever had at Steelers quarterback. Now, Bradshaw won an MVP, but he's going to throw 40 touchdowns if he keeps this pace up. Get him a guy. He deserves it. And you're going to have to outscore teams down the stretch to win.
By the way, not to interrupt you, you want to bring him back next year? Get him Chris Olave.
Damn right.
I got a chance to come back with this offensive line intact, with Jaylen Warren back, with Kenny Gainwell back, these three tight ends and four with Connor. And I got DK and Olave or Jacoby Myers or shoot.
Insert wide receiver here.
Come on.
You offset some money, maybe get yourself a Jaden Waddle. You don't think that's a piece that they'd like to maybe build around in Alex Highsmith? You'd be paying your receiver $70 million combined. So what? You're going to be paying your quarterback $13 million, or he'll be a rookie. I'll take that. What say you at 412-928-9370? Would you trade Alex Highsmith? Let's just throw Jaylen Waddle's name out there. Would you trade him for Jaylen Waddle? 412-928-9370, if the Dolphins would be amenable to that. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets on that. Hotlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. In the meantime, Harry Callis says he knows baseball. There's something he told me he could do a long time ago. I don't even know if he remembers he said he could do it. I'm going to see if he can do it coming up next. That music means it's time to quiz Callis. Callis got dragged all over social media this week for not being able to identify any college football logos. And now's his shot at redemption.
It wasn't any. It was just a select few that apparently a lot of people know about.
Everybody. Everybody yeah. knows them.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's not your wheelhouse. You've said your wheelhouse is baseball. And you seem to think I don't remember things. And maybe that's because it's true. You told me months and months ago that you could name every single team that has won the World Series since 1985. Now I'm going to see if you're full of crap or not.
Did I say that?
You did.
Oh, boy. He doesn't seem too sure about himself now.
50-minute mark on the fans, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. There's a bombshell story in sports, by the way. We got to get to it at 9 o'clock. Plus, we're trading Alex Highsmith. So much to do in the final hour of the program. Jeff Hathorn at 9:35. I've given Harry enough time now to prepare. Just get mentally prepared, and now we do it. I'm not going to ask you every single one, If I randomly name teams from 1985 through 2025, or years, if I name the year, will you be able to identify the World Series champion?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, how many are you going to do?
I think we could do 10 of these.
All right. What's the over-under?
I mean, I think you should be able to name all 10.
I'm going to give him a buffer. I'm going to go 8.5.
I don't want to give him a buffer.
I'm going to go... If he gets 9+, I think that's a job well done.
All right.
I'm ready.
1991.
The Minnesota Twins beat the Atlanta Braves.
He's one for one, ladies and gentlemen.
Good.
Are you kidding me?
Good stuff.
1985.
Kansas City Royals over St. Louis Cardinals.
Holy bird milk. Dick Houser beat Whitey Herzog in 1985.
2 for 2, ladies and germs.
2008.
Oh, that's easy. Phillies over Rays.
I don't know how current I want to be.
100% so far.
1989.
My birth year.
Really?
Oh, an earthquake happened during that World Series.
Yes,
that was
it
the Battle
did.
Of the Bay. That was.
Oh, my God.
Athletics swept the Giants.
Yeah, they did.
He's not only getting them right, he's providing great context and supporting details.
I don't know that I want to be mean. Like, do you know who the manager of the A's was that year?
No, but I know who Tony La Russa was, and he was big on the A's. That was when Dave Parker played for them.
It was Tony La Russa, you jackass. So what are you, 4 for 4?
Yeah.
How about 93?
The Blue Jays won that year.
5 for 5.
This man's a baseball connoisseur.
I can't believe this.
This is...
He has long said, you keep it in his wheelhouse, he's going to hit it out of the park.
Yeah, touch a ball, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life. That was that year.
He seriously told me months and months ago that he could do this, and I just didn't believe him.
I'm blown away right now.
2018.
Red Sox over Dodgers.
In how many games, cocky guy?
5.
Jeez Louise.
Hold on for 1 second. How confident are you going into this?
I'm better now, but there's a couple years that I'm a little shady on. So, but he just hasn't asked them yet.
It doesn't sound like it, man. We've covered every decade so far.
I know. I don't think there's ones that I wouldn't know all the I wouldn't know every one of them. I definitely wouldn't know every one
I'm
of them.
I'm just happy you're not quizzing me.
There's a few that
the only one I know so far is 08.
97.
Marlins over Indians.
Yeah. 2012.
Giants sweep Tigers.
Yeah. 21.
Braves over Astros.
Yeah.
I think we don't stop at 10. We keep going until he gets one wrong. Until we have to take a break.
Terrifying.
0-1.
Diamondbacks over Yankees.
0-2.
Angels over Giants.
0-3.
Marlins over Yankees.
0-4.
Red Sox over Cardinals.
0-5.
White Sox over Astros.
0-6.
Cardinals over Tigers.
0-7.
Red Sox over Rockies.
0-9.
Yankees, baby! Over Phillies.
2010.
Giants over Rangers.
2011.
Cardinals over Rangers.
2012.
We already did that one. Giants over Tigers.
2013.
Red Sox in 6 over Cardinals.
You jackass. 2014.
Giants over Royals in Game 7.
15.
Royals over Mets.
16.
Cubs over Indians.
17.
Astros over Dodgers.
18.
Red Sox over Dodgers.
19.
Nationals over Astros.
Yeah, 20.
Dodgers over Rays.
21.
We already did that one.
22.
Astros over Phillies.
03.
We already did.
And last year.
No, you said 03. 23 was, wow.
We got him.
Oh, it was the Rangers over the Diamondbacks.
Yes, it was. And last year?
Was the Dodgers over Yankees.
Who's going to win this year?
Probably the Dodgers.
Redemption today is spelled C-A-L-L-A-S. We've never played this before! He did it!
Harry!
Yeah!
I win!
That was outstanding.
So does this mean nobody can say on the social media that I know nothing about sports, right?
This was a masterclass. A beautiful mind, dare I say, about baseball.
I've never been more proud.
I am so proud of you.
All right, should we trade Alex Highsmith for an offensive star? 412-928-9370. Congratulations to Callis. And, oh my God, a bombshell story in sports. This is an unbelievable story you'll have to hear to believe. But first, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 52, low of 42, 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow, high of 52. It's Callis's world. We're all living in it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.